Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Richard Dawkins, the militant atheist, is now doubling down on his position regarding aborting a Down's syndrome baby. I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this. It should be shocking, Matt, but you know, when we look at people like Dawkins and those who reject the sanctity of human life, this is just the natural extension of a bankrupt position and worldview.
Yeah, it's the natural extension of neo-Darwinism, a worldview that says we're all a bunch of advanced monkeys that developed at some point, you know, millions of years ago when lightning struck a mud puddle and that started life. And so we're all just a bunch of advanced monkeys. It's utilitarianism. It's eugenics on display. This is the mindset that Hitler had. This is the mindset that Stalin had. It's, again, all rooted in Darwinism and evolution. He says that it is immoral for a mother to give birth to a Down syndrome child, and the moral choice is to have that child dismembered alive in her mother's womb.
Yeah, and he did this in response, in reply to a tweet from a woman who was uncertain how she would handle being pregnant with a child who has Down syndrome. So Dawkins replied to her, and he said, abort it and try again. It would be immoral to bring it into the world if you have the choice. Abort it, he says. And instead of apologizing for that, he doubled down on it and ultimately continues to maintain that position. You know, in our own Liberty Counsel family, one of the assistants that I've worked with for 27, 28 years at Liberty Counsel, her daughter, about 3 years ago now, was told that the child in her was Down syndrome. And obviously, that's not welcome news for parents when they realize that there's something wrong with their child. So they went through prayer and soul searching, and they obviously chose to keep this child's life. And this child, you know, had all kinds of predictions as to how it was going to be. It's amazing. This child now is around 3 years old. And the joy that this child brings to the mom and dad and to the grandparents and to anyone who knows this child is incredible. To say that this child is not worthy of living is absolutely stunning, that you ought to abort it. And that's the moral choice. Well, Dawkins doesn't have any morality. He has no worldview or basis for that morality. He's just doing it based upon a utilitarian viewpoint. He probably has never sat down with a mom and dad or sat down with a Down syndrome baby or child or adult and really had a conversation about their life.
Yeah.
And I would bet the farm on it that those families, those children, those adults would ultimately have a much better view of life than Dawkins' bankrupt worldview.
Oh, there's no question about it. And he said, as when he doubled down, he tried to clarify. He said, given a free choice of having an early abortion or deliberately bringing a Down child into the world, I think the moral and sensible choice would be to abort. That's what, you know, the secularist worldview by its very nature is bankrupt, Matt, because it buys into this idea that morality is relative, that there is really no right or wrong. It's kind of a subjective, whatever you feel like doing. And really, it's a collectivist ideal. Well, you know, what's going to be best for the benefit of the collective? And you know, it's the collectivist rights versus individual rights. Individual rights in the collectivist secularist view of which Richard Dawkins embraces, individual rights don't really exist. So it makes sense, even though it doesn't make sense, it makes sense that since he's operating from this bankrupt worldview, that he would not see the inherent value in the life of a Downs child. And anyone who has interacted with Downs children, they're precious. They are some of the sweetest, kindest people. God doesn't make mistakes. These are beautiful, sweet, kind people. Sarah Palin took him to the woodshed, as she's apt to do, after he made these ridiculous, offensive, immoral statements.
No question. You know, and Dawkins says that his morality, I put that in quotes, is based on a desire to increase the sum of happiness and reduce suffering in the world. But he says that a person who gives birth to a Down syndrome child as a mother is going to commit herself to caring for an adult that need with the needs of a child. And your child, he says, would probably have a short life expectancy, but if she did outlive you, you would have to worry of who would care for her after you were gone. No wonder most people choose abortion when offered the choice. That's Dawkins. However, Jan Lucas, whose son Kevin has Down syndrome, told LifeSite News that far from suffering, Kevin has brought enormous joy to the family and is, quote, so loving, he just has a million hugs, close quote. Kevin explained that his favorite things to do are, quote, spending time with my family and keeping God in prayer, yeah, close quote.
You know, I wonder, Matt, I'm curious. Let's take Richard Dawkins' logic to the next extreme. You know, many of the same people that support and embrace this worldview, this eugenics worldview, they're also for euthanasia. They're for killing the infirm, the feeble-minded, the for either sterilizing them or killing them, ultimately euthanizing them. You remember the movie Of Mice and Men, where mentally challenged protagonist is ultimately killed, shot in the back of the head. I wonder if Dawkins, if an adult unborn child, an unborn Downs child, why not an adult or a 3, 4, 5, 10-year-old, wouldn't it be using his logic better for the collective and for happiness of the parent? And if they just went ahead and without really telling this Downs child what they're going to do, if they just euthanized it, I would venture to guess, to bet, he may not say that publicly, but if he's going to follow his logic to its natural conclusion, I bet he would support that.
He probably would. You know, one large survey found that 99% of respondents with Down syndrome described themselves as, quote, happy, and 99% of parents said they love their child with Down syndrome. Only 4% of parents responded by saying that they regretted the decision to keep their child, while 97% said that they were proud of their child. You know, at Liberty University School of Law, we had an individual who graduated. She's now practicing law in Minnesota. She was confined to a wheelchair, quadriplegic, and she was somebody who literally lit up the room. We had a discussion and debate here on campus with regards to pro-abortion and pro-life panelist, and afterward she went to the reception and she specifically asked this one woman who was the pro-abortion person about abortion. How do you look at someone like that who was actually a mathematics major? She was predicted and told by the doctor to the mother that she would never live. If she did, she'd be a vegetable. She needed to abort. The mom chose life instead of abortion. This girl then graduated with a mathematics degree, which is no easy task. I mean, she had to have all the high math. She graduated from law school, incredible individual. And to look at that person, she has a wonderful quality of life. She encourages people who otherwise think they're normal to be encouraged. And to say that that person should be aborted is absolutely unimaginable.
Yeah, it's part of the human experience to use an old boxing phrase, to roll with the punches. Just because people are deficient in certain areas, when you embrace a utilitarian secularist worldview, a, quote, progressive worldview, that's why they don't value the sanctity of human life.
Well, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org, or libertycounsel.com for more information about the sanctity of human life. On the webpage, lc.org, at the bottom, you can look at the link regarding abortion. We have a lot of resources and information there. It's lc.org. Again, the website is lc.org or libertycounsel.com, two of our websites. You can also call us at 800-671-1776. You know, there are more pro-life pieces of legislation passed in the last 24 months than in decades in the United States. This country is turning more to a pro-life ethic, but it is something that needs to continue to increase at an exponential pace, because we can't be content just because there's more pro-life legislation, because there's fewer abortions when children are still being dismembered in the womb. We need to return America to that shining city on a hill where we value individual human life and protect the most vulnerable, those children in the womb. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Pray for the ministry as we continue to advance life at all spectrums of life, from conception to natural death, advance religious freedom, and advance family, particularly marriage as one man and one woman. Again, the website is lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.